Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, stories from Mrs. Im. This story comes to the House of Chosun from, we'll just say, sources. When the translator saw Mrs. Im, she told us that she was surprised at how well she looked. When she had first met her upon arriving in South Korea, she was very thin, had missing teeth, and her hair was very brittle and light-colored from malnutrition. She had come from North Korea. When she saw her this time, she had put on a little weight, had her teeth fixed, and her hair was dark and healthy-looking. Mrs. Im is a 65-year-old woman originally from North Korea. She came to know the Lord in 1990. She did not hear about God from any person, she says, but in her dreams. One of her family members died, and she felt sorry and confused. She said, "One night I dreamed of my dead family member and wanted to change the clothes that he was wearing in the coffin. When I first looked at him, I saw a rotted body. But as I watched, I saw the man revive. His skin was restored and red color came back into his lips. When I awoke, I wondered what the dream meant. I went to my neighbor." Now, Mrs. Im did not know that her neighbor was a Christian. "I told her about the dream because I was anxious about it and wanted to know its meaning. When I shared the dream with my neighbor, her interpretation was that God was going to revive the spirit of the North Korean people. My neighbor also shared the gospel with me, and I accepted it totally." When asked how knowing the Lord changed her life, Mrs. Im responded, "Well, before becoming a Christian, I was afraid of many things. After I came to know Jesus, he made me strong, and I was reminded that God protects his people. It was like tasting honey." Mrs. Im stated that when her neighbor shared that Jesus would be returning, she was so excited that she could not sleep. "I was so happy and simply believed." Mrs. Im went on to share about the situation of Christians in North Korea. "The North Korea government searches out Christians in order to persecute them. Even one word about God, if the government hears about it, could mean that that person who mentioned his name would disappear. People in North Korea also are always on guard because people are always watching to see what everyone's doing. If seen doing any of the following three things, the police are called and the person is arrested. First, if there's a group of people seen traveling together, meaning perhaps a meeting is going on. Second, if people are caught giving money to someone, this is seen as suspicious, especially if the person is not rich. Christians often give sacrificially to those in need. And third, if someone looks like they are praying, this also warrants a call to police. In all three of these situations, the police arrest people who they think are Christians." Then Mrs. Im shared about several North Korean incidents. In the mid-90s, she heard of an incident where the government caught a Christian group, around 300 people. One old woman was a missionary to these people. The police caught every one of them, including some as young as 19 and 20, and asked them whether they would deny God or not. If they denied God, they would be free. No one denied him, and all were shot to death. She said that believers are few in North Korea, but they are strong. Another incident happened around 2000. After a very heavy rain that washed away a lot of soil, someone found a bag of New Testaments, which were buried under a pine tree, and reported this to the police. The police started searching door to door for who they suspected was a Christian. Several people were arrested and disappeared. At a recent meeting Mrs. Im attended at a South Korean church, a South Korean pastor shared about the time he attended one of the show churches in North Korea, and how he saw people singing and crying. He was moved by them. But Mrs. Im was angry because he had been deceived. She knew these were actors. When asked how Christians can pray for North Korea, Mrs. Im said, "Like Elijah, who thought that he was the only survivor of all God's prophets, but was encouraged when God told him about the 7,000 people who did not bow the knee to Baal. Please pray for North Korea believers that they would not bow their knee, but remain strong and encouraged and believe God will protect them. She worries about North Koreans who give false testimonies, telling lies about how they've been Christians living in North Korea. Spies for North Korea in South Korea report this information to North Korea. Then police search for and arrest Christians in the area. She's reluctant to share her testimony in public in order to protect Christians in North Korea. She emphasized that we must take care with NK missions so as not to endanger NK Christians. She's concerned about SK missionaries who train NKs as missionaries and send them back to North Korea. She thinks in general the missionaries don't understand enough about the situation in North Korea and basically send people back to North Korea to die. Oh, please join with us today, will you? Many of us have decided not to wait to serve these Koreans, but we're praying now and praying constantly for their deliverance and their salvation. What a great day is coming as we will be a part of the answer to their prayer. God bless you today. Now, if you'd like to have a written copy for what you've just heard, go to my homepage right here at Sermon Audio, and from the main page, just type in Chosun or Hackberry at the top where it says Find. Click on the link, it comes up, and then click on Weblog. Also on the homepage, you'll be able to access all written and audio Bible teachings that I've put in here through the years, and much, much more information about North Korea. God bless you today. Let's be praying that God will have His way in Chosun and in my life and yours too. Amen? Amen.